Just go into your deep breathing. Open your arms. Put your legs on the floor or sit cross-legged on the floor if you want. Make yourself comfortable. You can lie down if you wish. Just be comfortable with this. I want you to breathe deep into the dantian, this power center, a few inches below the navel. Let that golden light come down and fill you. If there are any diksha givers, please feel free to give diksha by intent for everybody. Let this golden ball of energy just come down into your crown. This healing, joyful energy of spirit filled with grace. And let it flow down into your heart. And feel it expanding in the heart. Moving out your arms, feel the energy flowing out your arms. And take it further down into your body. And then let some of the light of that go down your center, down into the earth, so you feel grounded with that. Then come back up to the golden light in your heart. And move into a feeling of gratitude and love and thankfulness. However you get there, whatever you use, whatever works for you, bring the feeling in. And watch the heart open as that golden light opens the lotus of the heart, opens the petals. Breathe. Feel the divine child in there sitting in the middle of that lotus, smiling, peaceful, serene. Feel this grace fill every cell in your body. And now let's that golden energy move out through your heart and through your hands. And let's move it through the waterways of the planet. Move it through the oceans, the lakes, the streams, the rivers. Let that golden energy, holding the intent of love, gratitude, and thankfulness, fill the waterways, the bloodline, the blood of the planet with this golden light of love, of grace, of harmony. Keep breathing as you hold this experience and feel it. Feel the joyful passion of this grace filling the planet.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service, just as I was a moment ago. There are those who would say that this kind of communication would be difficult. What is the process, they would say, that would allow a human being to speak as if the human was the angel? And I'll tell you, that process is easy to explain, for the human is the angel. There is a direct pipeline to spirit, and you have called it the higher self. It is there like an antenna waving in the breeze all your life. And some of you know what to do with it and plug it in to that pipeline. And when you do, that is when your most profound meditations occur. The invitation in this energy is to learn to develop the pipeline. There are many who are just coming online, a term used quite often by you these days. If what I am telling you is indeed so, the earth is vibrating at a higher rate today than it did yesterday. All that you see on your news is the shaking that is going on, and there's more shaking that will go on. That is to say, there are many who are being dislodged from their mythology, asking the question, what is real, what is not, why do I feel in my heart and in my soul that God is bigger than I was told? And when indeed they will come to look at the words that I have said over these last 18 years, they will be overwhelmed with the books, with the teachings. Where do I start, they will say. What should I do, they will say. Where is there a beginning primer, they will say, so that I don't have to wade through all of the graduate material to find the basics? And so I have commissioned my partner to do a series of channelings, one which we have already accomplished, which we will call the Lightworker's Handbook, a place to start. I have commissioned him with instructions to make it available in the biggest venue he can so that the most can see it, to highlight it so there are those who are beginning who will know to go right to it, and to keep it up front all of the time, for there are so many just arriving asking the question, what is this I'm feeling? Asking the question, could it be real that a human being is doing what it looks like he's doing? And if he's not, why do I feel like he is? There are those in this astute group who are temple workers. I want to tell you where that name really came from. What is a temple group? And which temple is it? Well, you're told that it's the temple of your own making, are you not? It's the sacred part of you that you visit at your own altar, your own temple. It's more than that. Every single one of you have Lemurian traits. If not directly, indirectly, that is to say, you are of the lineage of the Lemurian race. Those that had a quantum view of the universe, those who awakened first with the information. And here you are sitting in this modern day when there is an awakening going on, and the first ones are the old souls, and we have told you that before. Old as a soul you might be, you still have the earthly three dimensions pressed upon you, a culture pressed upon you, and mythology pressed upon you. And so you want to know, what is it about? Refresh my memory. And so to those who are reading this now, I tell you, these things will resound to your memory as being true. These things may go against what you were taught. And if they do, stop and weigh the truth. Do not assume that everything you are reading or hearing is absolutely so. Use the intellect that is combined with a heart. And ask Spirit, could it be? Is it right? For some of these things will challenge your very core belief systems, everything you've been taught. That's what we do today. For I proclaim that this is lesson 2, the Light Worker's Handbook. And the first lesson was that of discovering your divinity, of understanding that there is more than you think happening on the earth, the beginning, the harmonic convergence, the increased tools, intuitions, the opening of energy, and your part in it. And that was covered in lesson 1. So we have chosen this astute place for lesson 2. Let the listener and the reader know that the place where this is being given is the origin of Kryon. Among family members that in their human bodies were patient and kind with the engineer, my partner. Those who gave him allowance of no experience. And let him be while he found what he needed to find. And so it comes full circle, and he is back here in the energy where it began. Not too far for where it really started. And the reason we have chosen this venue is because the subject is tough. And it's something that you should know about. The news is not bad news. It is simply profound news. Get ready, for if you have not read this, if you have not heard this before, it will challenge and shake the very core of your belief system. And here it is. The first thing you must know, past the fact that there is divinity within, is that on this planet there is something called duality. And that duality represents itself as the darkest energy you can even conceive of, that is you with your name on it, that comes in with you and does not leave until your last breath. Some have called it the shadow self. Some have called it the dark self. Some have called it evil. Some have called it the dark side. It has a name. It is called duality. It is entirely appropriate. It is part of you. Assigned to you, it is at your birth. You do not carry it in from the other side of the veil. For this is the cauldron of duality. The whole reason for the test. And it is indeed a test. The test is, angel, can you come in this even playing field with this duality and find the divinity within you on your own or not? As you might have noticed, each human being must decide for themselves if it is real or not. No amount of discussion without an organization to join or a church to belong to, it is tough, is it not? To have consensus of thought, you must decide individually, without evangelism, without those telling you what to do. But so many of you opening this seeming book, which is a virtual book, it's what you were hearing and listening and reading. When you come into the earth, you get something you didn't plan on. And I want to tell you all about it. I want to tell you how powerful it is. I'm going to give you the examples of it. Then I want to tell you what you can do with it. It's yours for the duration. Before we go any further, let us discuss what it has done for your history. It is the basis and the core of all religious mythology. It is the basis and the core even for the Greek gods. The duality of humanity has driven all the stories that are about white and black, about good and bad, about dark and light, the powers that are. The human being, even in your culture, is taught that in heaven there was a struggle, which did not occur, and there is no struggle. And in this mythology, an angel actually fell from heaven, and his name was Lucifer. That's tough, because there is no such thing as heaven. There's only home, the place where you are when you're not here. And that fallen angel then is responsible for developing a place of his own, an evil place which you will go to if you don't behave. Does that sound a lot like God to you? Or does that sound like man to you? And you'll go there unless you do something. Something that is to join and be, to proclaim, to get in one of the boxes. Does that sound like God, or does that sound like men? There is no Lucifer. I will tell you something. It's very interesting about humanity. Everything good that happens to you, you say, God is good. Isn't that good? God did this for me. I'm so glad I'm close to God because God did it. And with something bad, human beings often say, this is awful. This is the evil side. The devil got a hold of me. I don't know what happened, they say. It's almost like the humans are not responsible for anything, good or bad. They just float. And if they're lucky, the struggle between God and Satan will be pushed and pulled and pushed and pulled so that God will win eventually if they behave, you see. That's mythology. And what drives it is this unbelief that you have that something so dark could reside in you. The unbelief that something so grand like God could reside in you. Therefore, you give away the power of the good and you give away the power of the bad. And there you sit, often powerless. Oh, here is the truth. There's a piece of God that comes in with you, and we discussed that last time. It resides in you, and it's waiting to be awakened, and it is quantum. It is beautiful. It is light. It is the time of the age. There's a reason why you're being prodded and pulled and sit in a chair, so you'll know you're a part of everything, and you may not know what it is yet, but just your very existence to ask changes the planet. Did you know that? Just being here, listening, helps the planet. Residing also is the darkest of the dark, and it's got your name on it. We said that. Now here's what the approach is in a 3D fashion for something that doesn't belong. If you have an enemy, you defeat it. In 3D, you go to battle and you kill it, and then it's gone. And you arise victorious and you say, that which was part of the evil in me has been slain, and now it is gone. And we say, how 3D of you, you've watched a lot of movies. And that is not the way it is. It wouldn't make sense in linear world that you're in, would it? To have an enemy that is so profound within you and just let it go. We'll just let it do whatever it wants to do, you might say. Oh, it's an irritant. I can't do anything with it. And that, my friends, is what happens to over 90% of humanity. And those organizations that make sense of it and package it and give it a name are the ones that you will go to try and deal with it. It's called organized religion. And it has its place, for it is those who search for God in their own way. Do not judge those who search for God, for it is their path. It is intuitive. It may actually lead them to a truth that is their truth. Lead them to a place where they get control of that dark thing in their life. But here's the message today. It belongs with you. Lesson two is acknowledging that which is in you that you don't want to admit is there. And it reveals itself in so many different ways. I shouldn't even have to list them, but for those who are just coming into this, I will list them. From those things which are minor to those things which are not. Drama is one. Drama. Have you met those human beings who survive only by spinning in drama? And the irony is that they are the ones that will be on the phone to you, the light worker, for you're balanced. And they'll say, there is more drama than I can stand in my life. There is this and there is this. I thought I had handled this, but this came back. And you will then give them your wisdom. And your wisdom will be good, for you do understand and know the difference. And when you hang up that phone, you know what'll happen, don't you? They will not take your advice at all. They just wanted a voice on the other end telling them what they already know. And you get the next call and it'll say, well, this has happened and this has happened and this has happened. It just seems to keep going. And you might tell them, are you aware that you are drawing it? Do you? And they will say, no, I would never ask for such a thing. Oh, yes, they do. And I'll tell you why, because they are comfortable with it. For if there was no drama in their life, they, listen, if there was no drama in their life, they would have to look at the shaman that they are. Blessed is the human being who has dropped the drama and seen the spiritual side, for quite often the drama hides something just as profound, but it's not drama, it's light that will pour into your life. And they're afraid of it. And drama covers it up. And drama is comfortable. There's always something to do, isn't there? There's always something to do. There's always something to fix, isn't there? There's always something to fix. And when there's nothing more to fix, then you're sitting there and the only thing you have left is God. And you don't want it because it's scary. Worry. Worry about everything. There are those of you waking up at 3 in the morning worrying about the fact that you don't have anything to worry about. When you start to slay that dark thing, one of the things that goes away is worry. Because you have a sense that the system is starting to work. That indeed you're not alone. That there's a plan. And worry starts to drop away. But it's that dark thing that wants to wake you up and say, well, look at this. It gives you this, what we call laundry list of things to worry about. And that's when you cannot even go back to sleep. You've got to get up. You've been there. You know that. You know what that feels like, don't you? That's absolutely human 101. Drama, worry. And this leads to lack of self-worth. You look at yourself in the mirror and all you see is an aging human being, and that's all you think life is about. Where is my youth? You will say. Why can't I go backwards? You'll say. What is life about? You will say. And then you will say, I am such a small part of this system. And that dark thing in you will say, right on. Boy, you got it right. You're nothing. You never will be. You're here by accident. When you die, that's it. You're gone. Why should such a thing exist? Dear God, why did you make us that way? You might ask, and we will tell you, because, hold on, there's another side to this that is so much more profound. There's got to be a balance. There's a yin and a yang. It's always about balance. Always about balance. Those who give away themselves to these energies and they do, will then fall even further to the next layer. Rage, hate, violence, death, murder. Indeed, you'll say, now, Mr. Kryon, you're talking about evil. Really? What is evil? It's in the human being, and it's ready to be developed. If you want to go there, you've got all of the power you want at your disposal, and you can go right to it. Did you know that? No, there are so many humans that say, well, that's when the devil is involved, and he'll help me a lot. He'll pull me down there. Nobody's pulling you anywhere, dear human being. That is your free choice. And many humans go there because that's where they find their power. The dictators of this planet, that's where they find their power. If they get people to pay attention to them, if they murder enough other human beings, that somehow is notches on their power belt, and that is what they do. And I don't have to tell you that. You know it. And I'll tell you, although that is evil, that is the human being exercising power of evil. You may not want to hear this, but I have to tell you this. Where this goes, the human being that you are is so powerful in both directions. You may have the angel or the devil at your disposal. And for those who have no enlightenment, they cannot believe at all the things we speak of, that God is in you, that you ought to try opening the door to the light. But it's easy for them to sink into the depths and go to that other side of them. It's easy. They don't have to do anything. Point them and they go. That is the balance that is changing on this planet, dear human being, and you're seeing it on the news every day. That is the balance. It is starting to show itself, is it not? The darkest of the dark, starting to show itself. There are no secrets. We told you this would happen. Hard to have conspiracies, isn't it, when everybody's watching? We told you about this. When you shine a bright light on this planet, you see all the dark things crawling out from where they thought they were hiding, and they're no longer hiding. It's going to make a difference. That's what the light worker is about. Dear Kryon, you just told me there's no such thing as a devil. I don't believe it. I have been places. I have seen it. There are those who say, I've seen demons cast out of human beings. I've seen physical forms actually crawl around on the floor and leave, and I will tell you, welcome to the power of the dark. A human being can do that. There are those who said, I've seen voodoo. It's so real. It's so real. People give themselves over. They're killed and they're got sick only because of suggestion. That's evil. And I would say, welcome to the power of the human being. Look into your history. Look at the dictators who spoke the words that convinced so many people they were right just so they could murder millions. I will tell you, this is the capability of the human, and it's powerful. Why would I tell you these things? Because there's another side to this. Dear one, if you're reading this and hearing this for the first time, and this is lesson two, I want to tell you, this is going to get better. That dark part of you is the part right now that is saying, I don't believe it. It sponsors unbelief. So many will not awaken ever on this planet. Because this thing that sits upon them says, don't pay any attention to fairy talk, they say. Angels, that's for little children. That's not for clear-thinking adults, they will say. And this dark thing will sit upon you smiling, saying, see, they're not interested. They're not going to look. They're not going to look. And the dark thing knows that if you do look, it's all over for the dark thing, because you'll see something it does not want you to know. Free choice, yin and yang, unbelief. It's responsible for being stuck. I'm stuck. Even the light workers say, I'm stuck. Nothing is happening. Absolutely nothing is happening. As they sit there, surrounded by angels and entities,
literally drinking in the light that they have and the wisdom they have and placing it into the crystalline grid. If you could see the bucket brigade of angels in your room taking the energy that you have developed while you're yelling to God, you're stuck, it would be very funny. You don't know. That's that little dark thing saying, see, this doesn't work. You're stuck. Doesn't tell you about the angels in the room. Doesn't tell you about the energy that's going right to the earth. Doesn't tell you any of those things because you wouldn't believe it, would you? Fairy talk. It's this dark part of you that says, I cannot get ahead. It's the dark part of you that said, listen to this. There are those who need to hear it in this room. It's the dark part of you that's telling you, I cannot change this permanently. Oh, I can temper it, but I'll never get rid of it. And that's the 3D part of you that wants to sit on your chest and say, see, you'll never get ahead. You're never going anywhere. Well, you don't know what I know. Lesson one talked about it. In you come with a piece of God in you. The dark thing in you is set to temper the beginning energy. It creates karma. It is there for a reason. You have it when you're born. How many of you taught your children to be angry when another child wanted to play with a toy? How many of you parents taught your children to be jealous or to go into a rage? And you'll say, I never taught my child any of those things. And I will say, I know they came in equipped. So did you. Now we get to the good news. You can battle this or not. Most of humanity just sits and allows it. And the statement is this: without introspection, without spiritual questioning, this has free range with you. Free range. That is to say, it will be with you in a balance that is just as strong as the other side. You see it in your culture every day. You're taught that you have to go report to a building. Confess all the awful things that are in your mind. That's a reprieve for a little while. Then back comes the old bad dark thing, and you got to go back to that building and confess it again. It's a constant yin-yang, is it not, between being washed and being dirty. What mythology? You think God created that? Inside you is an avenue, a direction of sacredness. And if you will ask for it, and if you will go on your knees, and if you'll say, dear God, I'm tired of this. Tell me what it is I want to know. In will come the beginning of balance. And we told you that in the first lesson. In will come a complete and total system that will put that dark side of you into a place that you won't even be able to find. For I'll make a statement now, and I'll say that part of you which is dark is 3D. It is not interdimensional. It was created for this planet, for your dark and light direction, and it has no idea what you're doing spiritually. And that is the truth. Those of you who make decisions spiritually and follow that map of intuition and discernment, who pull out the God in you, that thing which is dark has no idea what you've done and cannot reach you anymore. The line has been disconnected because you're gone. That's a metaphor. Once you step into the light and begin this journey, that thing which gave you such a problem all your life is relegated to being non-essential. Like the child in the back seat who pounds upon the seat and irritates you and wants you, are we there yet? Do is pound on the back seat. And some of you are bothered, even those of you light workers. You say, well, why is it that there is such a cyclical approach to this? And what they are saying is this: there are cycles of weakness. Now, did I have to tell you this? Maybe you had to hear it first here. Dear light worker, do not beat yourself up emotionally, because you go into these cycles, and sometimes it is more difficult and sometimes it is less. There are the highs and there are the valleys. And I will tell you, this is normal. There are stair steps. This is normal, because dear human being, you're always working the puzzle between this light and dark. It is an ongoing battle. But those of you who have stepped into the light have the advantage. And this may sound super simple, but to those who have not heard it before and are tuning into this lesson for the first time, I will remind you of this. Here is the scenario: a stadium filled with darkness, with 10,000 people in the dark. All will be affected by one who turns on a light. For when you turn on one light, no matter how dark it is, the darkness cannot exist. This is the power. Just those who start the look will see changes in their life. How would you like to stop the worry and stop the drama? And I do not speak to the astute audience in front of me now as much as those reading and hearing this for the first time. If all you do is to strike the one light and say, dear God, tell me what it is I want. I should know that I want to see, that I've asked for so many times. That starts that process. Don't tell God what to do in your life. Instead, say, I'm ready to know. That's when you find out not what you're supposed to do, but who you are. Don't be surprised if a love flows into your heart. Don't be surprised if you find angels taking your hand and you can't explain it. Maybe you can't see them, but you feel them. You see, that's what's happening here right now. We've almost reached the end of this lesson. It's a profound one. There's much to know. What we want to leave at the end of this lesson is that this dark thing that has come with you will always be with you. It's appropriate that it would be with you, but you have control over it. Fear, one of the big ones. Take a look at where fear starts. It starts in the gut. This is a lower energy attribute of humanity. It starts in the gut. It has nothing to do with your enlightenment and your third eye. It starts in that place where you can control it. But if you don't, it will invade your mind. The next time you have a fearful response, do you have the courage, the wisdom, the wherewithal to say, stop, I know what you're doing. And do not allow that darkness and that fear to go any farther than the bottom of your heart. Let your wisdom and your love and your knowledge of who God is inside take over. And you will find the fear will go away. It'll dissipate. It'll try to get you in the middle of the night. And even then, you can control it. Get away. Get in the back seat. I know who you are. You're not driving anymore. That's the light worker. Light is so powerful. A little bit goes a long way. And all this might be scary talk for you. I'll tell you what I've told my partner. When he first started doing this, I said, dear partner, you now have the ability with your light to stand within the highest mythology on the planet. Stand in the pentagram. Well, they dress up in funny costumes and chant big things in order to hurt you. And all you have to do is smile. For your light is far grander than anything that a human being can conjure up with their own darkness. For you've tapped into the source. And that's the truth. Object of this lesson, dear one, so that you hear it, is that you are more powerful than any dark thing on this planet. More powerful than any demon that you're told might be in you. And if you want proof, just press on the door. Let us in, and you will know. Be aware, we have not asked you to join anything, have we? Be aware, we've not asked you to follow a protocol that introduces you to many books. Read the one that's in the DNA that you came with. We haven't asked you to go to any prophet, have we? Some have said, because of that, we must be a non-profit organization. That was a cry-on joke. They're wrong. There is a prophet. It's inside you. Let the master show itself, shamans that you are. That's the message of today. It's the only one that we're going to give today. Something for you to think about as you look at the push and the pull of energies on this planet. Give you a little idea who is doing what with whom. Blessed are those who have felt the energy of this day and of this lesson. I know that they are dearly loved by an entity who just wants to be with them. Makes you wonder who came to see whom, doesn't it? Indeed. Indeed. And so it is.